Come on, celebrate Jesus. Welcome to 52 Weeks of Love with Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good evening, woman of God. This is a new season of a evening broadcast. Just wanted to welcome you on board and say God bless you and thank you for what God is calling in your life.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, man of God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Rejoice. Shout at Caesar. Rejoice. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Lift your voice and rejoice. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. Somebody clap your hands. Go ahead on and clap your hand and stomp your feet and lift your voice. Rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Because this is the day that God has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I lift my hand right now. I clap my hand, I stomp my feet, and I lift my voice, because I'm going to praise God. I'm going to praise him in the morning. I'm going to praise him in the evening. I'm going to praise him all day long. I'm going to praise him every chance I get. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon to you, man of God, and I thank you for allowing me to be on this great platform tonight at 8 o'clock. I thank you very much. I appreciate it. I appreciate everything that you've done. And I thank you for what God is going to continue to do. I thank him for what he's already done. I thank God for what he's doing now. And I thank God for what he's going to continue to do. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. I thank you, Jesus. Somebody needs to thank him with me. Give him a thank you. Give him a thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead, somebody, and give God a thank you. Give him a thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm excited about what's going on tonight. And I want to say good evening to everyone. Those on the P2P Ministry and our network, those who are listening in, I want to say to you tonight, God loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. God said in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. His one and only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him, hallelujah, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus promised us eternal life, y'all. That's why he died and hung on that cross. He did it for you and he did it for me. So let's give him a hand clap of praise. Let's thank him for what he's done. Let's thank God for what he's done. And he loves you. And I love you. And thank you for listening in tonight. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And those who have their Bibles tonight, I want you to sit back, relax, and let's go for a ride. Because I have something I want to share with you tonight. I want you to open your Bibles and turn with me to the book of 2 Chronicles. That's 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, verses 21. But I want to let you know I am your host tonight, Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We're in 52 weeks of love. Week 31. I'm your host tonight, Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hallelujah, Jesus. Turn your Bible to 2 Chronicles. chapter, the 20th chapter, verses 21. And look at verse 21, if you will. And it reads, and when he, that's talking about Jehoshaphat, had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness. As they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to minister to you tonight from 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. And my subject, I want to use for a subject, God will fight your battle. Did y'all get that? God will fight your battle. You need not fight. You need not fight because God said he'll fight your battle. And he will. Any time that he went into the bottom of the pit, he went into Hades. And he fought with the devil. He took the key. And then he said, all power, not some, but all power have been given to me in heaven and in earth. He fought with the devil. And don't you think he'll fight for us? We don't have to fight. You need not fight. You need not fight. You know, Ephesians says, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're not fighting against people. We're fighting against principalities and power and rulers and darkness in this world. We're fighting against forces. Forces. But Jesus telling us here in 2 Chronicles 20:21, he'll fight for us. God will fight your battle. I love it. I love it. I love it. I don't have to fight. I have someone to fight for me. And that's my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If he fight for me, he'll fight for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Turn your Bible to the book of Exodus, the 14th chapter, verses 14. The children of Israel were in what we call between a rock and a hard place. God had sent Moses. He sent Moses to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians. Thank you, Jesus. Pharaoh and his army was behind them. And the Red Sea was before them, my God. I say, my God. Teen and read. And Moses said unto the people, listen, saints of God. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Moses, listen at this, my people. Listen at this. Saints of God, I want you to listen. Listen. Moses had to give them the revelation. Moses did this. Moses had to give them the revelation that no matter what it looked like, we got help. Did y'all hear that? No matter what it looked like, we got help. And I thought about Psalm 121, verse 1 saying, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Hallelujah, Jesus. From whence coming my help? My help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and the earth. I would lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence coming my help? God is our help, y'all. And time of trouble. Yes, Lord. Yes, The Lord will fight for you. He'll fight for me, and ye shall hold your peace. Somebody need to just hold their peace and let God fight your battle. Let God fight for you. Hold your peace. Hold your peace. And I want you to hear this, saints of God. Then Moses, listen at what happened here. Then Moses stretched forth the rod, and God parted the Red Sea. Moses didn't do it. God gave Moses a rod. Back in the 23rd Psalm, he said, yea, do I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death. My rod, thy rod, and thy staff, they come for me. This is the same rod. And God parted the Red Sea, God parted the Red Sea. Moses did. God did it. He parted the Red Sea. The Red Sea was 75 feet wall of water. And they walked over on dry land. Y'all see what God did? He made a highway just like that. Dry land. We all know water and dirt makes mud. Oh, hallelujah. I said, oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. But in chapter 15, Moses had a song. Yes, Lord, they did. He had a song. You see, they didn't have a battle. They didn't have a battle, y'all. But they needed to be delivered. So when their deliverance came, they had a song of praise. They had a song of praise. But Jehoshaphat, I love it. I love what Jehoshaphat did. But Jehoshaphat, unlike Moses, he and his people faced a great battle. Not just a battle, but a great battle. God's spirit had come upon Jehazah. And Jehazah prophesied. And 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, verse 15. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he said, hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thy king, Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor be dismayed, hey Jesus, by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God. I remember your Lord and Adam held out a song. The battle is not yours, but God. The battle is not yours, but God. God has given him a word. Who did he give this word to? I'm glad you asked. God gave him Jehoshaphat a word. Just a word. Sometimes all we need, y'all, sometimes all we need is one word from the Lord. Just one word from the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. So Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel got a word of encouragement. That's all we need. Someone to encourage us. If we're going through something, or things is not going right, and we look like our hope is gone, look like our back is against the wall, we just need somebody to encourage us and instruction. Hallelujah. Let me back up and say that again. God has given a word. Sometimes all we need is one word. He given that word to each other to hold the fat. God has given him a word. Sometimes all we need is one word, only one word from the Lord. So Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel, hey, Jesus, got a word of encouragement. Oh, ain't that good, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. And instruction. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. He told them, don't fear. This is what Jehoshaphat said to the people. He said, don't fear. I say, don't be afraid. Do not be dismayed. But set yourselves, meaning get in position. Get in position He was telling them to position yourself. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. So Jehoshaphat and his people, look what they did. They went and bowed down and worshiped the Lord. Oh, glory. And he got some more instruction. That's the second instruction they got. Hallelujah, Jesus. And some of us be given instruction from the Lord. But we so hard-headed. We don't want to listen. When God give us instruction and tell us to go right, we go left. If he say go left, we go right. Just like Jonah. When he told Jonah to go into Nineveh, he saw a memorial that came up before him, and the people needed someone there to preach to them. And Jonah went down to Joppa, and he got in a boat, and he laid down and he went to sleep. And there came a storm, and the people on the boat knew that something was wrong. Someone was on the boat, shouldn't have been there. When God tell you to go somewhere or go this place, or go, you do what God tell you to do. It's not what you want to do. It's what God says do. Some of us don't want to do what God says do. We want to do us, but do God. We want to do us, but do God. If he tell me to go over in Africa, hey, I ain't going to say I'm going, but I have to obey. Hallelujah, Jesus. He got some more instruction. Jesus, thank you. Listen, saints of God, in this hour, saints of God, in this hour, I'm talking about this hour right now, we need strategies and instruction to walk in the victory that God has already made for us. Did y'all hear that? Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Are y'all still there? I say, are y'all still there? Are y'all still there? Hallelujah, Jesus. This is what God showed you. How powerful and awesome he really is. He shows us how powerful and awesome he really is. Yes, he's awesome. Yes, he's a powerful God. Yes, he's an awesome God. Yes, he's a mighty God. Yes, he's a miraculous God. He's everything that we need. Yes. When he moves into battle, listen at this. When he moves into battle to personally protect you and to protect me, when he moves into battle, he's moving to protect us. We got someone to protect us. We got someone who cares for us. Someone who loves us. Someone who will fight for you. He will fight for us. Yes, he'll fight for us. I thank God. I thank him. I thank him. Now, Jehoshaphat, worship, the scripture reads. Then they rose up, they got up, they stood up, and praised the Lord with a loud voice on high. I could imagine this voice, their voices were so loud. Their voices were so loud when they praised God on high. Yes, Lord. And they began to sing. Let everything that has breath praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let everything that has breath praise you, Lord. If you have breath in your body, you need to praise your God. Psalm 150 says, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Over in Genesis, when Jesus caused Adam to fall into a deep sleep, he did surgery on Adam. He took one rib from Adam and made a woman for Adam. He breathed into Adam's nostril, and the Bible says Adam became a living soul. And that same breath was breathed into Adam have been breathed into us today. Take a deep breath. Breathe in. Now breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. That's the breath. That's Psalm 150 said, let everything that has breath praise you to the Lord. Praise him. Take the back of your hand and blow on the back of your hand. And what do you feel? What do you feel? You feel air. That's the breath of life that's been blown into us, that's been given to us. This is why we breathe every day, every second, because of the breath that God has breathed into our bodies. Thank you, Lord God. Let everything they praise their God. Let everything that has breath praise you, the Lord. Hear this songwriter sing, Jay Mars sing, I feel a praise on the inside. Come out of y'all heard this song. Jay Mars sing, I feel a praise on the inside that I just can't keep to myself. He says, I holler from the depth of my soul. To you, Jesus. I holler from the depth of my soul unto you, God. Hey, thank you, Lord God. J. Maul saying, I feel a praise on the inside that I just can't keep to myself. He says, I holler from the depth of my soul. Psalm 103, verse 1 and 2 said, oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, hallelujah, Jesus, and all that was in me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Come on, J-Mo. He said, I feel a praise on the inside. I feel that same praise to J-Mo on the inside. I just can't keep to myself. I praise him wherever I am. I praise him in the front of Walmart. I praise him in the front of Macy's. I praise him anywhere. It doesn't matter. I praise him in the front of my house, and I don't need a microphone. I praise him because I have a built-in mic. I praise him wherever, whenever. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jehoshaphat and verse 20 says, and they rose early in the morning. You know it didn't say at night. It said they rose early in the morning. And went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophet, so shall ye prosper. Thank you, Lord God. Jesus, I thank you and I praise you and I give you the glory tonight. I give you the honor tonight, Lord God. Praise of God, I want y'all to hear this. Are y'all listening? Are y'all seeing there? God speaks to us. He said, let us know. Listen, y'all. God speaks to us to let us know the path we should take. And he would do it for our sake and for his glory. Not your glory, but for God's glory. Because we don't glory in ourselves. God gets the glory. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hey, y'all, try to order what said they. Did you get the latter part of that scripture? Let's read it again. And say, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. believe his prophet, so shall ye prosper. Hallelujah. God will set you on a firm foundation. I want somebody to hear this. Listen. Listen. God will set you on a firm foundation. He will place you in a position of promised victory. Oh, I love it. A position of promised victory. He promised us victory. Thank you, Jesus, for victory today, tonight. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You see a lot of walls facing a nation. If somebody would get a word from the Lord, listen at this, y'all. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. If somebody would get a word from the Lord and do it, we couldn't help but prosper. If somebody would get a word from the Lord and do it, we couldn't help but prosper. We couldn't help but to prosper. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Not on your Sunday. Not on my shot. You see, ISIS. Y'all done heard about ISIS and what they're doing in ISIS. How they cut down people's heads, children and all. You see ISIS? And the one in Africa? Sending the young schoolgirls in North Korea, threatening everybody with missiles. But God got it. I say God got it. You see ISIS? God going to send a whirlwind through ISIS. God is moving up on ISIS right now as I speak. God is moving up on ISIS. The power of God going to fall in ISIS, and it's going to never be the same. The killing going to stop. Those that do it, they're going to be punished. God got it. Yes, ISIS. Look out. God is coming through. God is coming through. I prophesy and I speak it right now in the name of Jesus. The killing going to stop. The ones in Africa stealing the young schoolgirls in North Korea, threatening everybody with missiles. I come against missiles right now in the name of Jesus. I bind it and I come against it right now in the name of Jesus. The word of God say, whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatsoever we bind on earth is already bound in heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus. What we bind down here on earth is already bound in heaven. I hope y'all hearing me tonight. Somebody need to get a praise on their lips. Listen, saints of God. Somebody, I'm talking to you. And to you. And to you. And to you. On the Now Network. On the P2P Ministry. On the Blog Talk Radio. I'm talking to you even on the internet. You need to get a praise on your lips. And fire. In your belly, hey, somebody, and declare, praise the Lord, hey, somebody, praise the Lord for his mercy and do it forever, oh, Jesus. Praise the Lord for his mercy and do it forever. Go ahead, somebody, get a praise on your lips and fire in your belly and declare, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord for his mercy and do it forever. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. The president, I got something for you, Mr. President. You need a prophet. And you need some praises. Ask Jehoshaphat. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I need to say that again. And I hope you're listening. Mr. President, you need a prophet. And you need some praises. Ask Jehoshaphat. I say ask Jehoshaphat. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Yes, Lord. Yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your word and yes to your ways, Jesus. Look at verse 21. It says, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord. They gave God a praise. Praise the Lord for his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord for his mercy endures forever. Yes, Lord. Yes. You need not fight. God will fight for you. He fought the devil, like I said earlier, and won. And declared that all power was given to him in heaven and earth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. They won the battle, y'all. They won the battle. They never fought. Well, Sister Virginia, how did they win the battle and they never fought? They won by singing, praise the Lord, for as much as they do it forever. You know, you may be going through some things, a financial problem, a marriage problem. Your children acting crazy. Your wife gone crazy. Your husband running around. Your child on drugs. All things are happening. But I dare you to get a praise in your mouth. I dare you to sing. If you start singing, God gonna turn some things around. I said, if you start singing, God gonna turn some things around. Singing, bring on a praise. And praise, bring on a healing. Sing, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. The men of Judah, listen at this, y'all. The men of Judah, they never shot an arrow and never drew a spear. They didn't fight at all. They marched out singing, praise the Lord, and his mercy endures forever. And by the time they got to the battle, it was over. Over. Just like God said, when it's over, it's over. When it's over, it's over. You need not to fight. Don't fight. Don't say, I'm going to fight. I got it. No, you don't have nothing. God got it. You don't have it. God got it. God fought for us 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary. I want y'all to hear this. God fought for us 2,000 years ago on the cross when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he bowed his knees and he looked up to his father and he said, Father, Father, my Father. He said, nevertheless, let this cup pass from me. It was a struggle there in that, between him and that cup. Because what was in the cup, he didn't want to drink what was in the cup. He concerned to see what was in the cup. But God knew he had to do it for us. He had to let the cup pass so he could go on the cross and die for us. He fought the battle, and he won. But I looked at him hanging between two thieves, one on the left and one on the right, a thief and a robber. And one all he was concerned about is, if you're the Son of God, help us to come down from here. And the other one on the right said, remember me when I come. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus looked at him and said, I remember you when I come into paradise. This is what Jesus did. He's been fighting for us all the while. The day we was out in the street, the day we was doing this and we were doing that, we was doing everything we big enough to do. We were between a rock and a hard place, and you were too. So don't act like you've been holy all your life. Don't act like you've been saved all your life, because you haven't. And some of you still dropping it like it's hot. Still during the bus stop. Some of you still doing whatever the other songs are you doing. You're drinking, you're clubbing, you're partying. But guess what? God's going to fight your battle. God got it. I say, God got it. Hey, Jesus, God got it. He got it. I thought about it. I understand it when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. I said, he said, nevertheless. And it go on and it say, all what he done. He fought 2,000 years ago, even Matthew 8 and 17, he said himself. Matthew 8 and 17, he said himself took our infirmity. He took our sickness and our disease, and he brought it on his body on the cross. On the cross. He did it for you and I. He did it for you and for me. Yes. We was once sinners. I was once lost. I was a sinner. But now I'm saved by grace. God did it. He did it for me, and he did it for you. God is an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's a miraculous God. He's an awesome God. And I thank him. And I praise him. And I glorify his name. Lord, I thank you today. I thank you because you say you'll fight my battle. You'll fight our battle. And we just hold our peace. You told us to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And did y'all know we're standing on a firm foundation? And that foundation is strong, and we are rooted, and we are grounded in the things of God. Yes, Lord. Psalm verse 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the seat of the scornful. And then he said, we is like a tree. Did y'all know we's a tree? I am a tree. You are a tree, and we planted by the rivers of water. Hey, somebody. Blessed are the man that walketh in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the Lord, and he shall delight in him day and night. I am like a tree. I'm planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God can help me to go on and on and on and on. But I thank him that he said, I'll fight your battle. He'll not only fight my battle, but he fights for you. He fights for you. He's fighting for us. He's still alive. He's no longer on the cross. And he's no longer in that grave. Are y'all hearing me? He's alive. He is alive. He is alive, oh, Jesus. He's alive, oh, Jesus. He's alive, oh, Jesus. And he's fighting for us, y'all. He's right there. Wherever we go, whatever we do, when we even on a picnic, wherever we go, always put God first. Always put him first. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things will be added unto us. Seek God first. Put him first in your life. And everything else will be added unto you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Go ahead on. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody need to lift their hand. Somebody need to lift their hand and say, thank you, Jesus, for fighting my battle. Lift your hand, somebody. Go ahead on and lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your hands to him. Lift your hands to him because he said, I'll fight your battle. I will fight your battle. I'll fight for you. Lift your hands, somebody. Lift your hands because he said, we lift him up. He'll draw all men unto himself. He will draw everyone unto himself. Just go ahead on and lift your hand, somebody. Wherever you are, if you're sitting under your carport, your patio, if you're riding in your car, on and on network, the P2P ministry, lift your hand. Go ahead on and lift your hand, because both of my hands are lifted up right now towards heaven. I got both of my hands lifted towards heaven, praising my God, because he told me he'll fight for me. He told me he'll fight for me, and he will. He honors his word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify your name. I glorify your name. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes to your will, hey, Jesus. Yes to your ways, Lord Jesus. Yes to your word, Lord Jesus. Yes. I'm talking to somebody tonight. Somebody is going through. You're going through. You feel like your back is against the wall. You feel like all hope is gone. You're tossing and turning. You're dealing with drugs. You're dealing with alcohol. You're dealing with women and men. But God says, it's over. It's over. It's over right now. It's over, not tomorrow, not next week, but now. Right now. Whatever you're doing, God says, give it up. Give it up. Let it go. Let it drop. God got it. Somebody needs to throw down them cigarettes. Throw down that weed. Throw down that mojo. Throw down that paper. Put down that Bud Light. Put down that Jack Daniel. And lift your hands towards God. And say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm lost. I'm separated from God. And I need a Savior. I need somebody to save me. Reach out and tell God to save you. Lord, you need to repent. You need to say, I'm going to sorry for my sin. I need help. Let me be the Lord of this. Come in and be the Lord of my life. Take control of my life, Jesus. Take hold of me, Jesus. Let him take you. Let him do like he did me. Let him mold you. Let him mold you. When I got saved, he had a piece of mold, and he took that mold, and he shaped it, and he molded, and he shaped it, and he made me into his image. I'm that Christ, and I've been made in his image. And he threw away that piece of mold, and he took it, and he's going to make you all Jesus. Hey, Handio Shanda. Yes, Lord. Somebody, are you hearing me? I'm talking to you. Are you hearing me by the sound of my voice and the aid of the Holy Ghost? Lift your hand. You in that bedroom right now. I'm talking to you. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. Come out of that hotel with that man's wife and lift your hand. God taking me through another round. Now lift your hand. Come out of that hotel with that man's wife. Come out of that hotel with that woman's husband. Come out. You need to be saved. You need to be delivered. You need to be delivered. You need to be set free. Come on. Come on. Do it. Come nightclub. Loose it on, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I loose that hold on you right now that the devil got on you. Satan got a hold on you, and you got to let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Loose it. Loose it. Loose him, Lord. Loose him, Jesus. Loose him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank you tonight. I bless your name tonight. I glorify your name, Jesus. And I love you, Lord. And I praise you. I be grateful to you. Oh, I'm thankful to you, Jesus. I'm so thankful to you, Jesus. I'm thankful to you, Jesus. I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful.
So thankful.
Yes, Lord.
So grateful. So thankful.
I am so thankful. I am so thankful.
A spirit of thankfulness. A spirit of grace.
I'm so thankful. A spirit of thank you is over the airways right now.
As you lift your hands, receive.
Lift your hands, somebody. And say thank you. Be thankful.
Give it up for Jesus tonight. Oh.
Be thankful.
52 weeks in love. Week 31.
Hey. Yes. Be thankful. And bless his name. Be thankful and bless his name. Be thankful
word,
and bless his name.
And bless his name.
Come
if this
somebody.
Word has blessed you tonight, we want you to dial one.
Woo.
And get into this conversation. If you have a prayer request, you may be that
Woo.
One person out there that doesn't know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior. That's who we
Woo.
Want to talk to. We have a private line. We have an open line. Either way you would like to, please get involved
Woo.
In this conversation. 52 Weeks of Love here on the Now Network on Friday nights, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m.
Ooh.
Central Time, and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. The mighty woman of God. You better take up the whole armor. Better take up the whole relationship. You better take up the whole position that God has called you to tonight. This is the day that the Lord has made. Come on, let's rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're going to play a praise song in the midst of that. If you want prayer, please dial one. If you have a comment, dial one. We want to hear from you. You may have a comment, just a shout out for Evangel Virginia. You may want to know how to get in contact with her and her ministry offline. Also dial one. But somebody ought to tell him he deserves it.
You deserve my worship.
Yes, you do.
You deserve my praise. Thank you, Jesus.
You deserve it.
Adoration and glory.
You deserve it.
It belongs to you always. Oh, you deserve my worship. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs to you always. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I just want to thank him for saving me. Oh,
you deserve my worship.
Friday Night Live here on the Now Network, hosted by Evangelist Virginia Valentine. I just want to bless you, woman of God. You have you went there. God used you in a mighty way, and the word has flowed. I know my life has been changed, and I know I won't be the same. And I know I decree and declare on my life that the word is going to change me, rearrange me, and transform me by the renewing of my mind. But I was talking to my grandson as you were speaking, and I said, what would you say to the woman of God if she asked you a question? What would you tell her you learned tonight?
Yes, Lord.
What you said earlier. You want to do what?
Pray.
Oh, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Zion. You pray, you want prayer?
No, he said the biggest thing out of it is that he wanted to let everybody know that we need to pray.
The whole network.
That's it, man of God. That's it, Zion. That's it. We need to pray. And that's what Jesus did the most. You know, Jesus, the most Jesus did in the Bible was to pray. And
that's
what
right.
we should do, pray. Pray more, young man. Pray more, Zion.
He deserves
yes.
it.
Yes.
He deserves
pray
our
more.
Worship. He deserves
yes,
our praise.
Yes, he does. Thank you for asking that. Oh, God bless you, man of God. God bless your heart. Pray more. And you're not too young. Pray. Pray. If you
thank
don't
you.
Say nothing but thank you, Jesus.
Say yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
So
well,
did
you
will you tell evangelists what is prayer? What do you have to do to pray? Do you have to get in a different position? Do you have to be in a special place? What do you do when you pray? You just do what?
Pray, talk to God.
That's it. It's just talking to God.
That's it. Yes. You know what, Zion?
I'm just bubbling. I'm sorry. I made sounds. I'm just bubbling and enjoying stuff.
Yes. It's just like you talking to me, Zion. And you talking to me. That's the way we talk to God. Amen.
Say
amen.
Amen. Say thank you, Evangelist.
Thank you, Evangelist.
Evangelist, you are so welcome. You are so welcome. And God's going to use you in a mighty way. I could tell from you talking and you being on the air when you come on. God bless you. And may God use you like he did. Oh, you're going to be a mighty man after God's own heart. Amen.
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 Woo! Yes, ma'am. God bless you. This is anybody else? Come on. We still giving you a chance to dial one and get involved in the conversation. We want to make this is our launch for 52 Weeks of Love here on Friday evenings, 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. We need you to share this information, tag somebody, like it, share it, put it on Instagram, put it on LinkedIn, put it on Google+. Put it everywhere that someone knows there's a safe haven on Friday evenings that we can fellowship together. We're looking to expound this broadcast on Fridays that 52 Weeks of Love will be on board. But we still got some Friday Night Live partners out there that are looking for something to be a part of on Friday Night Live. We are going to do, if we don't have a place, I'm telling all my covenant partners out there, I'm putting myself on spot. If we don't have a place, we're going to do something online Friday evenings at some point in time after this broadcast. We will do some teaching and get back into the flow of what God has been doing. I commit to that. And this is the kickoff. When? Now.
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 Any closing remarks from you, woman of God? This has been awesome.
Yes, man of God. I thank God for you, and I thank God for you allowing me to come on the platform on Friday night now and bring forth the word. And I thank God for you. I appreciate it. I appreciate the Now Network, the P2P ministry, the internet. I bless everything that you put your hand to. I ask God to just touch you and just continue to use you.
Yes,
and that this Now Network would flow like never before. And God is going to take us somewhere in 2018. Hallelujah.
Woo, glory. See, you about to start something because it's about preparation time for crossover 2018.
Yes,
oh, yeah, we're not going to leave it alone. It's preparation time for crossover. Let's get ready to cross over. We're going to be better than we were before.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you.
And thank you,
love you.
Love you, too.
family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.